According to the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, for thousands of children and teens across the lake in Porter County, summer break means they lose their breakfast and lunch at school. But thanks to the Food Bank Summer Feeding Program, they'll now get the food they need. Shonda Dixon runs the Summer Feeding Program for the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana.
Well, we're happy. This is our sixth or seventh year doing the program. And basically, we're partnering with the East Chicago Park District, providing them with breakfast and lunch. It's a daily delivery of breakfast and lunch meals. Currently, we're starting out with 2:30, but we do anticipate that number to rise as the summer increases. And basically, we are providing the sites with the food plus supplies free of charge.
This batch of lunch and breakfast meals is going to the Park District in East Chicago.
So it can consist of a cereal bowl, a fruit cup, cereal bars. They receive the milk and the juice. And then our hot lunches or cold lunches are prepared through Meals on Wheels. So through them, they receive like a sandwich, things of that nature, vegetables and stuff like that. It means a lot because, as we know, kids, they are guaranteed breakfast and lunch at school. But now that school is out, parents are sometimes concerned while providing that extra meal for them. So having the summer feeding program through the different sites that we work with helps alleviate parents' concerns of having a meal for their child.
You want cucumbers? All right. My first order of cucumbers.
This program is funded by the USDA. According to Feeding America's most recent Map the Meal Gap report, more than 33,000 children in Lake and Porter counties, or one in five, are considered food insecure.
And sometimes they will come back, they will want, you know, two breakfasts, two lunches, and we give it to them because we know that. Sometimes they don't have a meal at home. So we'll supply them with whatever they need, even if it's after lunch, you know, and they need a sandwich. And some of them, their parents may be a little late coming to get them and they're hungry. So we just supply that for them and keep them engaged with something to do so their little minds are always engaged.
For more information, you can go to foodbanknwi.org/summerfeeding. That's foodbanknwi.org/summerfeeding. Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.